Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 5% off your first purchase with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for 5% off your first purchase.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi guys, my name is Kat.
And my name is Letitia, and you guys are listening to Basically Besties. Now, today is our Thursday episode where we go into our Instagram DMs and we find out any questions or advice you guys need and we give you our 2 cents. So do you want to read it out?
I would love to. I love reading these out. Okay, so it says, "Hey besties, I have a situation. I'm currently 15 and all my friends have boyfriends or are in talking stages. I find myself feeling extra lonely as they all seem romantically interested in someone and I feel like I'm falling behind."
Aww. Damn.
That sucks. I remember that feeling. Did you ever feel like that?
Yes.
It's not a good feeling, hey? Like everyone's all getting cozy with everyone and you're kind of just there like a loner?
Yeah.
It's not fun at all. What did you do when you were like that?
Oh my God, I don't even remember.
I remember
got a boyfriend.
You just found yourself a boyfriend?
No, I actually don't remember, honestly.
Yeah.
But I remember feeling like that.
Yeah.
All the time.
And I remember like sometimes we'd all be in a group and everyone would have their partner and I'd just kind of be standing there like, this is awkward. You know what I mean? Have you ever felt like that?
Yeah. But then I'd have my friend who's gay.
Yeah, I think that's my solution.
They wouldn't have a partner and I wouldn't have a partner and then we'd just be together.
No, wait. Is this why we love gay guys?
Well,
they're just so much fun and they're
I don't know about that. I just happen to have a lot of friends who are gay.
Yeah, guys. Well, when I was in high school, I was exactly the same.
Yeah, some people think we have issues.
No, it's so funny. There was this hate comment and it was like, why does Kat and Letitia have so many gay best friends?
Literally.
And the comment was like, because they're, I don't know, I can't remember what it was word for word, but it was like, because they have, I don't know what it was, but it was basically mocking us for having so many gay friends. And do you know what's funny?
What?
Deja now has a gay friend.
Oh, yeah, true.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like it's also because of just in the TikTok community, a lot of guys who are big TikTok stars are gay.
Yeah, that's so true.
Because a lot of straight guys don't want to put themselves out like that.
Yeah.
Like they're a little more reserved and masculine and it would, you know, hurt their masculinity to do that.
Yeah.
So I feel like that's why we're friends with a lot because
that's actually a very interesting point.
Yeah, a majority of influences that we know at least are in that space.
Yeah, that's crazy. So that's very interesting.
That's probably why.
Yeah.
But honestly, I feel like when I was in high school, I would just stick around with my friends that didn't have partners.
Yeah.
But you still feel left out.
Oh, I agree. I feel like you're always going to have that feeling of, I guess, it's almost like FOMO, right? You feel like, why don't I have a boyfriend? Why does everyone else have a boyfriend? Am I not good enough? That type of thing. But I think if you shift your focus and start being friends with other people who are single.
Yeah, you realize how much fun it is.
It's so much fun,
so
right?
So much fun.
And you feel less lonely because you're not the only single person. You've got another single friend and you guys can go get bubble tea and go get lunch and hang out and laugh and have fun while your other friends who are in relationships can do whatever the hell they want to do together. And guess what? In 6 months' time, they're probably going to be broken up.
Literally.
Yeah. So just write it out. And you know what? In 6 months' time, they might be broken up and you might have a boyfriend. Mm. So just ride the wave, hang out with people who actually give you their time and energy, and the people who are in relationships, just stay in touch with them, let them do their thing, and then your time will come.
And you also have to think, like, at 15, you know, you don't even hit your peak until you're like in your 20s. You know what I mean? Like, every time that I was like, oh my gosh, I don't have a boyfriend because no one likes me, it's because I never hit my peak. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Whereas, like, when you're 15, like, you shouldn't worry about boyfriends. You should worry about playing, like,
Roblox
in the dirt. I don't know. Like, you know what I mean, though? Like, there's so much better things to worry about than guys, because you're going to have plenty of experience when you're a bit older.
Yes. I 100% agree. 15 is the time to, you know, at 15, that's when you started having those little gatherings at the beach with your bonfires or whatever. Every Friday night, Tisha and all her friends would go down to the local beach, start a fire, totally illegal, and the fire brigade may have come once or twice, but that's what you do on the Gold Coast, right? You go have some fun with your mates, go to these parties, make memories, and your boyfriend will come. Honestly, don't stress about that, because boyfriends are time wasters. Most of the time. But yeah, just enjoy your time. Okay, so you are single, and I think most of your friends are single. Is there a friend that if they got a boyfriend or a girlfriend, you would be sad and feel left out?
Yeah, I think any of my – I only have like two really close guy friends that are straight. And if any of them got in a relationship, like Coco, I think I would be sad.
Really?
Yes, because he's such a simp. He's such a simp that genuinely when he's not even dating a girl, like when he's seeing a girl, like he just goes off the face of the earth.
Yeah.
And he just goes. And I'd say this to his face. I'm like, that's not cool.
You need
to keep your friendships as well.
Yeah.
And I don't think it would be because the girl would have a problem, because I would never cross any line. I think it's because he is just such a lover boy at heart and he would want to respect
her in the best
way possible. And I think that we would stop talking.
Wow. Would you be invited to his wedding, you think?
I hope so. That's what I was saying. I hope so. I'm pretty sure I would. But I don't think we would stop talking. I think it's more so if he did get in a relationship and she was here all the time, like, I just wouldn't see him, like, unless he had free time.
Yeah.
But she wasn't there.
Yeah.
So probably, like, never.
What if Seb got a partner? What would – and he stopped talking to you? What – because you've never seen him with a partner before.
Yeah.
What if he completely ghosted you? What would you – would you be pissed?
Yeah, I would go to his house. No, I don't think he would. Like, I want him to have a partner. I want him to be happy. I really do. I hope he finds someone. But I would just have to approve them.
Yeah.
And he knows that. Like, they would have to go through a very heavy, like, is he nice? Are we still going to hang out? Which I think it would.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's different because he's into guys and I'm a girl. So there's no, like, that weird energy that some guys get. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But.
Like, when a guy friend gets a girlfriend, sometimes the girlfriend can get jealous. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, or like the boyfriend will just feel like uncomfortable because he doesn't want to cross any boundaries.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I feel like it's different with Seb. And also, like, I want him to have a relationship.
And so you don't want Coco to have a relationship?
No, I do, but I just feel like everything would change when he would.
Yeah.
Even if he denies it, like, it just would.
Yeah, okay. And like, I that think, time he dogged you when
yes,
you were going to Singapore?
Yeah. Which I don't even want to talk about. I still like get angry at him for that. So if you're feeling left out, I think just hang around with some friends who are also single, and also just know that it will pass. Like, you know, you're gonna have a boyfriend before you know it, and you're gonna wish you were single again. Alrighty guys, well that is the end of the episode. Thank you so much for listening. If you have any questions or advice you want us to give you, make sure you DM us on Instagram at basicallybestiespod, and you know, you never know, you might be reading your question out in the next one. Alright, we'll talk to you next time.
Okay, bye. Basically Besties is recorded at Amplify Studios, hosted by us, Letitia and Kat Clark, and produced by Fenella Jamison.
We pay our respects to the traditional owners of the land and waters this podcast is recorded on, the Gadigal people of the Eora Nation.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.